Hello, and welcome to Melanie's Psychoanalytic Theory Podcast. Today, we will be talking about how isolation from others can be mentally tiring and can socially damage you. In the novel Holes by Louis Sahar, there are many examples of psychoanalytic theory. By showing characters being separated from others or not fitting in, isolation in this book is common for many characters because they feel like they don't belong, and that represents isolation. One of the examples in the book is from a character named Zero, and he said, "I am not stupid. I know everyone thinks I am. I just don't like answering their questions." And that is a form of isolation, because he isn't confident enough to speak up for himself. Isolation can be so devastating for a human being. Zero is a character in my novel that separates himself from everyone. He has never said a word to anyone at camp, unless he's forced to, of course. Isolation makes people believe that they are less than others. Another example from my book is from the camp manager. And he said to Zero, "You're not completely worthless." Zero has never interacted with anyone at camp. And the one time he feels brave enough to speak up for himself, the camp manager decides to just bring him down again. This character now feels less worthy than everyone else around him. Some may say, "And how does this relate to society today?" Well, this relates because of the use of cell phones and technology. We don't really enjoy the world like we used to. We don't enjoy the people around us, and we don't communicate. There are three main topics that I want to talk about: abuse, technology, and social anxiety. The first topic I want to talk about is abuse. Abuse is a horrible thing to do, and sadly, many people abuse of others without even noticing. Taking advantage of someone is never good, because the victim will become mentally damaged. People take advantage of the nice, weak, kind souls, because they are the easiest targets. The victims feel and believe that they always have to be there. They always have to do as they're told, and they let themselves be pushed around. And that's not right. And the second topic I want to talk about is technology. People do not communicate as much as they used to. Times have completely changed. Technology is slowly but surely taking over the world. Thanks to all this technology, people have become more isolated than ever before, because now there is texting, there is Snapchat, Instagram, all these social webs that are stopping people from communicating one-on-one. The last and biggest topic I want to talk about is social anxiety. People of this society are slowly losing their confidence, and it's for many reasons. Social media being a big one in this generation, because all these social webs makes people think they need to look a certain way, talk a certain way, dress a certain way, just to fit in. People see all these crazy things on social media, and they slowly start hating themselves because their body isn't the fittest, or their skin isn't the clearest, or they're not tall enough. No one is perfect, but social media is showing different. They are playing with the viewers' minds, because in reality, none of it is really true. All this comes to show that isolation from others can be mentally tiring and socially damage you. Thank you for joining me in today's podcast.